Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As of February 28th, mask wearing will no longer be required in Massachusetts public schools. Governor Charlie Baker and state education officials announced the end of the state mask mandate yesterday. Local districts have discretion to keep mandates in place. The governor calls the move reasonable given the state of other anti-COVID measures.
Thankfully, the advances in vaccines, treatments, and testing are mitigating the harm that's caused by COVID. Those advances and the hard work of so many parents, educators, and kids here in Massachusetts make it possible to give our kids what they have earned.
But as WBUR's Max Larkin reports, reactions to the move show experts, educators, and students are still divided on the state's pandemic response.
For Beth Humbert, Wednesday's announcement was a breath of fresh air.
I would say this is great news.
Humbert is a professor at UMass Lowell with two kids in the Andover Public Schools. She's also one of the founders of Bring Kids Back Massachusetts. Humbert says the group wants in-person schooling that's both as safe and as normal as possible. And she says this move takes a timely step in that direction.
Kids have been asked to do a lot for a while now. It's children in organized environments like school and have seemed to be held to an even stricter standard than adults in a lot of other places.
Humbert says a growing chorus of medical and public health experts favor lifting the mandate, and some did speak out in support on Wednesday. In a statement, the Massachusetts Medical Society called it appropriate at this time, as long as officials stay vigilant against potential future outbreaks. Still, the expert chorus is far from harmonious.
Not all experts are created alike. Most experts agree masks work, and mask policies work better than any individual's masks themselves.
That's Dr. Julia Rafeman, who researches American COVID policy at the Boston University School of Public Health. It's true that just over half of Massachusetts kids age 5 to 11 have gotten at least one dose of vaccine. But Rafeman notes that the rate is 94% in Newton and 20% in New Bedford.
We really need our leaders to lead in protecting the whole of our society. And that means not leaving anybody behind.
2 years in, it's difficult to see how the pandemic has affected the whole of our society. Experiences have varied widely, and there are few universal truths. But Boston Latin Academy senior Ajane Igaro knows there's at least one.
Nobody loves wearing masks. Like, no one does it because they think it's fun and comfortable.
Nevertheless, Igaro and other student activists say they want a mask mandate to remain in effect, in Boston, at least. And she says they'll lobby local officials to do just that. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.